Christmas is often said to be a time for family, but it's also often a time for family conflicts. How do you cope with a fractious family? Well, Jackie Manning is also known as the friendly psychologist. She's an expert on conflict resolution in relationships. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Nick. How are you?
I'm well. Look, around Christmas time, what are some of the key points of tension that can happen in a family?
Well, just as you mentioned, you know, families often being thrown together at Christmas time can increase everybody's stress. It often comes at the end of a very busy year and people are fractious and tired anyway. And I think often there's a gulf between people's expectations of what's portrayed on the Christmas ads and Christmas cards and their own realities. So, you know, Christmas is pitched at a time of togetherness and love and harmony, and it is sometimes for many families, but for many, if there are underlying tensions and perhaps relationship breakdowns, they're not just going to magically go away over Christmas time. And I think sometimes people expect it to just be resolved without actually doing anything about it.
Like a Brady Bunch Christmas special or something?
Yeah, kind of. And, you know, like, and often people are coming together to keep other, you know, perhaps older members of the family together, or, you know, perhaps they're people that they wouldn't normally spend time with. And so differing views on past hurts, past relationships, perhaps their own lifestyles, their own political views, all those things can come to the fore, and throw that in the mix with, you know, perhaps a few Christmas wines and feeling tired and stressed, and can be a recipe for disaster. I don't want to be all doom and gloom, though. I often have lovely Christmases, so, you know, it's not all bad.
Of course it's not all bad, but I mean, you hear a lot of advice where people say, well, just don't talk about it with Uncle Frank, just don't mention that. But surely closing down lines of communication isn't actually the best way of addressing this.
And sometimes Uncle Frank won't listen, let's face it. So you can do your best. So, for example, I have lots of clients, perhaps who's having relationship breakups, or maybe they've been trying to have children or something, and well-meaning family members will say, well, why haven't you had children yet? Or why aren't you married yet? And those sort of questions that are quite nosy and can be potentially hurtful. And so the things I sort of suggest to them is you can only control your own headspace and your own heart space, if you like. So you can sort of put it forward to ask perhaps your mother or someone who's on your side, if you see Uncle Frank giving me a hard time, do you mind giving me an out or creating a diversion? Perhaps you live in an area where you could go for a 20-minute walk by yourself to cool down. Because I think most people don't intend to hurt their family members, but they can inadvertently do that by bringing up personal questions and personal lives. So preparing ahead of time is often a good strategy, even if it's only within your own mind. So if such and such happens, what am I going to do? Should I keep myself busy in the kitchen? Should I just sit next to Cousin Jane, who's friendly to me? If Uncle Frank does provoke me, how can I best answer that? You know, rehearse a couple of responses in your mind, such as, thanks, Uncle Frank, but I'm really not in the mood to talk about that today, or how are you and how's your sciatica, or whatever it might be, you know, so that you can kind of divert. If there's children around, they're a fantastic breath of fresh air for people. So, you know, maybe you ask them to sing a song or put on a show or something like that and give everyone a common focus to be a bit more cohesive. It might sound really old-fashioned, but even whipping out a board game or something like that will give you an external focus of something to do rather than just to sit there and let the tension simmer, if you like.
You'll often find that one family member also tries to play peacemaker, but often to their own emotional detriment.
Yeah, and they can come out the other side feeling completely wrung out and exhausted. And I think it's just like, so if there's difficulties, except that, you know, Christmas Day is going to not be too different, and hopefully they'll be kept to a minimum, and perhaps people can make an agreement not to argue on Christmas Day. But if it happens, okay, take an exit strategy that we've discussed. And the peacemaker, you know, to just remind them at some point, perhaps pre-Christmas, that it's not their responsibility to take care of everyone's emotional needs, that they can only do their best as well. And if, you know, for some people, it can be that toxic that perhaps going to a Christmas lunch is not the best idea at all. So how to manage that? So perhaps they go for a Christmas morning visit or a Christmas afternoon visit or something like that to try and minimise exposure to the problem. But planning ahead, whether it comes to thoughts, food, emotions, presents, all those kind of things can be essential to having a smoother Christmas day. For many people, it's also being alone is quite problematic as well. So perhaps they have broken up with a partner, or perhaps their family is all over the country, and being alone at Christmas can really highlight that feeling. And so, you know, to try and find like-minded people perhaps, or do something soothing for themselves, like going for a bushwalk or a swim. We're lucky in Australia, we can get out and about into nature, which is very healing, even on Christmas Day. You know, it can be a nice quiet time. Some people like to get out and volunteer and do those sort of things. They find that really healing as well, or just to find something that's going to ease that pain. Maybe someone in their life has died during the year, and that can feel really sad, and it's normal to feel sad, so not to be so scared of sadness as well. It's a natural reaction to feel that at Christmas time. So by just kind of trying to think ahead of time, what could be my points of tension on Christmas Day or around the Christmas time? Sometimes it's just sheer exhaustion and planning ahead of trying to be in three houses on the same day, you know, with step families and combined families being much more common. Often there's more expectations to be in different places on the same day. So if you really feel like you can't make it, okay, offer an alternative. Try and think about going over on Boxing Day or things like that, not to try and run yourself too ragged. I know that that's easier said than done, because people do expect family to be around. The other thing I find, particularly in Sydney anyway, is you can sometimes absorb the tension of everybody else. So everyone's rushing around and looking stressed and feeling stressed. So to try as much as you can, tune out to that, listen to your favourite calming music or podcast, or just try and go slow, take deep breaths, not buy into all that stress ahead of time, because that's really exhausting emotionally and physically, I find. So just to try and tune out to every, you don't need to take on everyone else's worry and tension as well.